Hey, everybody, this is a members preview for today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing and you're listening on YouTube, go ahead and hit the join button or the link in the description to become a member on YouTube. And if you're listening to this on the podcast feed, go ahead and become a member at theconfessionalspodcast.com/join. And you can hear the whole episode today.
Merkel Media.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw three long bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. But the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand and he's running really fast and spears Dan and holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow this head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg. And I look over, and there are two small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reach my hand into this bush, and I touch air. Couldn't breathe, and I couldn't move, because I know I'm seeing a monster.
How are you, sir?
Doing well. Thank you, Tony. Yourself?
I'm good. So let's just do generalizations here. You're somewhere north of me in another country. I bring that up because I don't talk to a lot of people up in Canada, but I do have a father and daughter coming down from Canada to be in the studio. They were both guests on the show at one point. And I had a great conversation with both of them. And now they're going to come on together in the studio to talk. Her dad was a pretty high-ranking shaman. And she was basically in the family business herself. And it turned into a life pursuit where it was their careers. And then a lot of things happened and things changed up. And I just thought it'd be a good conversation. So they're actually coming in from Canada, which is probably, I imagine... Yep, it's the first time I had somebody come from another country. So
nice.
You're here and you have several different experiences that you've kind of gone through. And we're going to start off in the beginning of these experiences and kind of work our way through, because they range from, you know, anomalous things. Like we're going to kind of start off with in the beginning here that's seemingly anomalous. And as you hear people's stories, you kind of start connecting dots and you're like, oh, actually that might relate to something else over here. But also kind of like, because I know where you're going to start off on. And I also feel like there could be a tie to where we go towards the end. But the piece in the middle is interesting too. So we're talking, a lot of different stuff today, including Bigfoot. So let's get into it and start us off with how this kind of all started unfolding for you, which is a lot of times people say, you know, when I was a kid, but for you, you weren't so young when it all started for you.
Yeah, it was, you know, even as a kid, I think it's good to have that context anyways. As a kid, I grew up in a spiritual household, a religious household, not so much spiritual, more religious. I think that's common. And so there was an understanding of things bigger than the world. And I also did a lot of deep dive and reading into a lot of different things. My dad had a pretty cool library. So it's not that I wasn't aware of anything. It was just that I never had any personalized experiences until a later time. So yeah, we'll get into it with that context in mind. So there was still some awareness. So this was about 19, when I was about 19 to 21. I mean, typical, you know, late teenage life. At that time, weed was legal, so we had to like go somewhere else to smoke it to enjoy it. And at that time, in late winter, I couldn't go and do it in my home. I couldn't go do it in my friend's home, but we would usually you know, go for either a walk or go for a drive, and then you play video games or play music, right? Like nothing extremely out of the ordinary. So there's this golf course in the subdivision that goes pretty deep into a valley. And this was about December, January. And we're heading down. Northern Alberta is, I guess I already said where a little bit of location, but either way, Northern Alberta, Northern Canada is pretty dark, pretty early in the year. And so pitch black, and you're out of the city, no city lights. And even in a small community, those lights don't reach. So the darkness is pretty intense, nothing out of the usual, but it is a golf course. So no one's at a golf course, and that's a perfect place to just, you know, chill out, listen to some music, and then head back into the city. We didn't really stay there very, very long. You know, in all honesty, we're just smoking a bong, just started. And this is the weird, obviously the weird part, why we're chatting. There was this light in the woods, that got caught our attention, my attention first, and then my friend's attention. And the light at first, I thought was a snowmobile, because I'm like, what the hell is that? Right. But it was an electric blue light. And when I looked at the light, it wasn't emitting from a single source. It was kind of like emitting in all directions. Let me try to rephrase that. It was emitting from a single source, but it wasn't a directed light like a snowmobile. So it wasn't like headlights coming from the vehicle shining outward. It was shining in all directions, a brilliant electric blue. And I'm looking at this light, and it's maneuvering through the forest. So again, I would like to try to communicate this as best as possible. So if you have a flashlight in the trees and you're shining it, it's going to have those cuts. So every time it goes through a tree, it's going to have darkness and then light and darkness and lightness and darkness. So it creates this flashing type of effect. And so as it, and I would use the term run through the woods, because it looked like it had a human type form or being type form. It was flashing through the woods, running, and 2-3 seconds tops. This wasn't a very long encounter or experience. It went, flashed through the woods, disappeared. And I just thought it's behind something, but there was no light. It just done. It was gone. And I look at my friend, we're not high. We just started. And even if I was, I was an avid weed smoker. I definitely did not have massive hallucinations, and that's not what the effect of weed does. I looked at him. I'm like, what the hell was that? And he's like, I don't know. I'm like, let's get out of here, like right now, because ultimately we're the only ones in like minus 25 in the middle of this golf course that no one's going to come and visit. Not the best scenario. So we hightailed it out of there. And that honestly, I've never forgotten that encounter, but on almost a regular basis, I often reflect back on it. Now, the weird part is, you know, as we grow up and become adults and go our own ways, we lose touch with our friends, and this time is no different. But I did connect with him later on in life, and I just said, hey man, you ever remember that? And he was like, yeah. And he just brushed it off. And I didn't want to inquire further or just poke and prod and be like, no, you saw it. Like, what did you think of it? But yeah, it almost as if he put it in the back of his mind and didn't think about it or didn't want to think about it. I can't tell, and I don't know why, but I do know what I saw, and that's exactly what I saw. But that was kind of like the beginning of weird things that happened in my life. So there's, as you mentioned in the beginning, there's a couple of different things, right? And they bounce back and forth between some things that I saw, some things that have happened to me, and then some other experiences. So the chronological order will be what's going to be the same, but the experiences are all going to have a little bit of difference in them. So moving forward,
go ahead. Before we move forward though, and I love the fact that you were ready to move forward like that, because you know your story's best, so it's best if you kind of migrate us through it. But I do want to bring this up because I don't remember the details of this episode, but I remember when you said when you brought up the light and stuff, it just kind of clicked in my head. Episode 401. So we're talking about like half the show ago. We're coming up on it, almost 800 episodes. I called it the plasma blue alien of the woods. And in the description, it says, Nathan joins the confessionals to tell us about a few of his unexplainable paranormal experiences, particularly a very strange sight he encountered in the woods while enjoying a cabin retreat in Idaho. Nathan was sitting outside at the fire one night when he saw a bright flash of light that lit up part of the sky. Following the flash, points of light started moving out of the woods. Rather than stay put or return back inside, Nathan took off running into the trees to find out where the lights were coming from and ran straight into an encounter with glowing blue alien-like beings. It's an overtime segment, blah, 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 blah. So for whatever reason, when you were describing it, that kind of like popped in my head as a similarity. And I'm not sure if it sounds similar to you, but I just wanted to bring it up in case somebody else might see a connecting point that I'm not even making. But
May I? I think you know, this is something that I don't do. It's not like I go on talk shows and discuss this. This is very new, but I also think that you highlighted an opportunity for me to reflect, and let's just dial in some detail, because I always try to, and anytime I've mentioned this to people, you know, that's the typical response. So I don't go into huge detail. So I'll try to dial in some things. While you're saying that, sometimes I'm hesitant to say it's an entity, right? Because I don't want to put something on it where I'm unsure of. I'm pretty pragmatic, pretty matter of factual. So there is a few details that are kind of important. One, it did look like a being, arms, legs. I can distinctly remember. I also distinctly remember a black spot on the face that would be probably where the eye is. That was where there was no light. So, you know, if it's kind of the opposite, if you see an animal in the woods, the eye has shine. This was inversed. So everything else was blue, electric, but where the eye would be, I distinctly remember lack of light. Now, is it an eye? I would say it's probably likely, but I still have no idea what I was looking at. And of course, I'm also conscious of the fact that through the years, my mind is probably going to be filling in things, but I'm pretty detailed oriented. Like, I'm pretty certain because I don't stop thinking about this. But those are two details that I think are important to mention. Yeah. Now, did I have the balls enough to go in there and chase it? No. I'm like 19 years old. I'm like, I need to get out of here because, you know, this is not a place where I want to start having cool encounters where I'm, you know, on the way to getting high. Not my thing.
Right. What time of day was this?
So let's see, probably around 7:38. And I say that because, you know, I wasn't working and it was still kind of a busy time of day. It wasn't like midnight or a quiet, but at the same token, it's pitch black, right? Mm. It's pitch black. So probably I'm going to guess around 7:30, between 7 and 9 is safe to say.
I had, and I can't go into great detail about this, and I know the audience loves when I do this, but certain things I'm just not allowed to talk about for different reasons. But I can tell people that I have experienced a light being in the woods, and it was during the day, and it had a shape to it that I wouldn't say was human, but it had human features. I'm trying to.
You're doing what I'm doing.
Yeah, I'm trying to be careful with what I say. And what I'm saying, it will be revealed in detail at the right time. But I'll just put it this way: I have encountered a light being myself. For me, it was like, I think it was like the afternoon. It was in the woods, and it was sunny, a beautiful sunny day.
Crazy.
Yeah, yeah. So. It's interesting how, you know, like I'm not even saying making a connector of my experience, but it is interesting how you come on here talking about a blue light. And this guy, you know, years ago, I talked to very similar. It seemed to me similar. If you would have ran after it, maybe you would have ran into some kind of alien tribe doing some kind of chant in the woods. I don't know. So, or maybe they're playing golf, you know, like maybe they're playing golf. They're like, hey, we travel across dimensions just to golf here.
This was a preview of today's member episode. If you like what you heard and you want to hear more of it, go to theconfessionalspodcast.com. Become a member if you're listening on the podcast feed. And if you're watching on YouTube, go ahead and click the join button or the link in the description, and you can become a member today on YouTube and get this show.